Hey guys, what's going on? This is your boy Arthur Lyle, and I'm here this morning on my way to work. Like I said, just on my way to work here to get started for this Friday. It's the day after, what is this? The heart day. Yeah, you know, the heart day. I always say the heart day. Valentine's Day. So I'm just trying to power out the rest of this weekend. I got tons and tons of clients that obviously must be trying to get out and go and hang out for, you know, for Valentine's Day. So I gotta make sure that I, you know, deliver and get my clients looking nice and feeling confident. You know, as a barber, you know what? I want to say something real fast. You know, I know most people know me as a barber and, you know, slash entrepreneur or basketball player, whatever, right? But I just want to say this. And I'm speaking to my barbers and my hairstylists especially. You know, don't let people trap you into just thinking that all you do is, you know, cut hair or style hair or color hair. You know, as a barber, what I realized over the years, I've been doing this for like 16 plus years, professionally at least. But what I learned is this, is that not only do we just, you know, cut hair, style hair, color hair and all those things, but we're so much more than that, right? We're so much more than that. We are, and like, what I like to say is I don't sell haircuts or anything like that, but that's kind of how I feel like I started off. Is like, I came from the streets and I used to sell drugs and things like that. But then now I start and talk about like, I don't sell drugs, I sell haircuts. But see, as I've grown through my, you know, through my journey, I realize now I don't sell haircuts anymore. I sell confidence. And let me explain by me saying that I sell confidence. I sell confidence because once a person sits down in my barber chair and they actually sit down and have a relaxing state, you know, the way they come in, but the way they leave is two different feelings. You know, they may leave feeling on top of the world, cloud nine. And I think that is what's the most important part. It's not really the haircut. It's really the more of the experience that we are servicing in our chairs. And that's really what sets us apart, you know, from charging a $20 haircut or $20 hair color or cut versus a $40, $50, $60, $100 service. Because you are providing a service. We are in a service industry as a barber or whatever industry you're in. If you provide a service, do that thing as a service and not just a thing. And if you can wrap your mind around transitioning into selling the thing and selling an experience slash service, then that's when you can raise the value of what you do. So, yeah, and I was just thinking about that on my way to work because, you know, like I said, I got a long list of clients today, and it's the, you know, the love day, so everybody wants to look nice with their significant other, and I just want to make sure I deliver. I want to be on time, and I want to make sure that I deliver, and I want people to feel confident when they go, you know, see their significant other, you know, this afternoon or this weekend or whatever they have for plans, you know, because a person wants to be in their best light at this moment because they are, you know, attaching themselves or getting themselves prepared for the love of their lives or the love of the night or whatever, you know. I'm not trying to be too particular about who the persons are, but I'm just saying for individuals that's looking and planning to have a good weekend, you know, that's what we do, right? We as a professionals. We are professional confidence builders, and that is the secret. You know, it's kind of like a therapist or, you know, someone that encourages an individual to be better, right? That's what we as professional barbers and hairstylists are. We're professional confidence builders. So don't consider yourself anymore as just the person that sells a haircut or sells a color. You know, you're selling confidence. You're building up people's thoughts, process, their lives, and how they feel. They come to you before a job interview or a wedding or a funeral or a, you know, anything that gives them that lift that they need to feel like they need to look beautified for. So, you know, put that in your best light and your best foot forward, and I bet you your confidence, not only their confidence, but your confidence will go up when a person lets you know how much you make them feel better in the process of making them feel better. So like Zig Ziglar, he's a great motivational speaker. You know, he always says, you get more of what you want in life by helping more people get what they want. So build other people's confidence, and I guarantee you, yours is starting to follow. It won't be far from behind. So continue to work on that. And I'm just pulling up at the barbershop right now. So I'm going to make sure I'm here on time for my clients and stuff like that. And I make sure I go ahead and deliver. And Happy Selling Confidence Day, guys. And till next time, I'll see you then. Love you. Bye. Peace and love.